This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Here's a good economic indicator. Talk to the people who do loans. I'm David Brancaccio. First, two very rich guys held court over the weekend, doling out investment and life advice. The location, Omaha, and a nearly 18,000-seat basketball arena. The stars, Warren Buffett, age 92, and Charlie Munger, age 99. They run the conglomerate Berkshire Hathaway. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
Other companies have annual shareholder meetings. Berkshire Hathaway had a 3-day shareholder festival, as the company called it. It included a giant exhibition space where investors could buy toys in the likenesses of Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, or take a photo with a cardboard cutout of Buffett doing the Brooklyn Shuffle a la John Travolta. Buffett and Munger held court in a giant arena, answering questions for 5 hours. Berkshire, with its varied holdings, can be a bellwether for the economy, and Buffett said he expects a majority of his businesses to fare worse this year compared to last. He also expects the company's earnings as a whole to grow, thanks to more income from investments. Munger, meanwhile, had terse words in regards to the recent problems in the banking sector. A bunch of bankers trying to get rich, he said, doesn't lead to good things. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
The Federal Reserve is set to release a closely watched report later today on bank lending. The title rolls off the tongue in vintage Fed style, Senior Loan Officer Opinion Survey on Bank Lending Practices. This is the first survey to be released since the failure of Silicon Valley Bank. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
The Fed sends the survey to senior loan officers at about 100 banks 4 times a year. There are standard questions like, are you being pickier about who you lend your money to? Is demand for loans rising or falling? Myra Rodriguez-Valladares, managing principal of MRB Associates, will read every word.
It will give us some clues as to where they may be heading in terms of how much they're willing to lend and at what rate.
William English helped write the questions for the survey in the 1990s when he was an economist at the Fed. Today, he teaches finance at Yale. English knows what he would ask now.
How has your bank responded to the strains in some banks as a result of Silicon Valley Bank?
Fed Chair Jerome Powell knows the answer. He's already seen the survey. People in the know use a catchy acronym for the questionnaire, SLUSE. Powell used it at last week's press conference.
The SLUSE is broadly consistent when you see it with how we and others have been thinking about the situation.
What they've been thinking is that banks are getting more cautious and slowing down on lending. In fact, we already saw that in the last survey released in January before Silicon Valley Bank failed. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Workers in Britain have another day off today to mark the coronation of King Charles. That means three holidays in May. The BBC's Elizabeth Hodson has been looking at which businesses will be making money from this and which ones could be losing out.
UK workers get eight public holidays, or bank holidays as they're called here, every year. That compares to six in the US and an average of 12 in the European Union. This year, they'll get an extra one for King Charles's big day, which the government estimates will cost the British economy almost $1.7 billion. But more tourists than usual are also expected. Andrew Jackson is in charge of the Tower of London.
If I looked at the Platinum Jubilee holiday last year, that was the first time since the pandemic that we'd hit 10,000 visitors again. And we can expect a bounce of, you know, say, 25% on some bank holidays.
He says that visitors want to watch the changing of the guard and...
the crown jewels. It's what most people come to see. Now, unfortunately, during the coronation, they won't be here because they're used for the coronation.
And after a disastrous few years during the pandemic, hospitality businesses are also keen to make the most of bank holidays. Simon Champion is CEO of the Box Park chain of entertainment venues. I caught up with him in their busy Shoreditch branch in London.
Every bank holiday Sunday is effectively like another Saturday night. In hospitality, people want to come and party.
Simon's banking on customers like charity worker Stefan Begg to splash the cash.
On bank holidays, we get a day off.
So is there an extra bonus day for you?
Yeah, just a bonus day. It doesn't count against annual leave, anything.
But Stefan's friend, hospitality worker Connor Boyle, isn't so fortunate.
I'm the floor manager at Swingers City Crazy Golf Club.
What's a bank holiday weekend like for you? Are you working?
Yeah, typically for a bank holiday weekend, I'm going to be working. Very busy.
For some industries, bank holidays disrupt schedules and cause major headaches. John Bruce owns PRM Model Agency.
I always see bank holiday months as our slowest months. With May, we've got three long weekends. A lot of our clients do base holidays around this period.
John says that means he has to try to squeeze in everything in the remaining months on top of the challenges the industry is facing.
In our fashion field, we're already struggling because of bad weather, inflation. So people are already scared at buying new clothing. So I think this just puts an extra dent on things.
So while the bank holidays this year will be a welcome boost for bars and tourist attractions, spare a thought for businesses and employees who just want to get back to a normal working week. In London, I'm the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson for Marketplace.
And why is the touchscreen nudging you to put in an 18, 20 or 25% tip when you may not have even interacted with a human at the counter or the table? The Wall Street Journal has a piece which cites data from Square, which does point-of-sale devices, showing 17% more transactions had tips added in the last year. It has one guy buying something at a humanless checkout at Newark Airport, calling the tip request emotional blackmail. That retailer OTG told the Journal that all tips are paid back out to employees. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.